El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey! Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Cracked called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I come on this show to defend those opinions.
Joining me today, you might recognize this guest if you've ever been high on Molly at some shitty music festival in the middle of nowhere. Or you just might know him as the mayor of Podcast City. He's always here, and he always will be, just like herpes. Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Rader.
Also joining us today, he's a stinky man with a stinky little man face. He wears Boston shirts, he wears Boston hats. He's 7 feet tall, he hasn't eaten a carb since 1943. That makes him roughly 700 years old. But he's got zero body fat, and I am jealous. It's at Jeff May. It's gonna be a great show.
I have a lot of body fat.
I do.
It's from all the fat kids you ate in school.
They have a lot of fat kids. Residual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that. We should do that every
week.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That was a lot of fun, especially for me, because I had to do less work than normal.
Yeah.
Which is already a very small amount of work.
Yeah, especially for this. Especially this. Very, very little goes into this. Jeff, how have you been?
Well, let me tell
you. Hit it, Brett! You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes, because I spend all that time asking Jeff what's going on in his life when I really don't give a shit. All I want to talk about is what I've been up to since last week. That's why we call this segment This Week in Me. M-E. It's about the early intent.
That was not nice.
It rarely is. That this part of the podcast is meant to be intimidating. Like a power.
Well, I don't feel intimidated.
You should.
I don't. I'd never
do. Have someone come in here and beat the shit out of you. If that...
Wow, you're threatening violence on me this episode. That is...
Well, microaggressions. Not,
that is so gift of the Magi.
That is very gift of the Magi. My column this week is about crazy things otherwise respected famous people believe. And I don't know if Carlos Santana is necessarily respected for his mental stability. But
respected for those fingers.
For them fingers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But he's also a crazy person.
Yeah. I don't think that surprises anybody.
No.
But the degree of his insanity is, I think, the thing you're like, oh, okay. Oh, that's like a homeless level of insanity.
Yeah. It's probably very racist, but I couldn't even tell you if Carlos Santana speaks English. Like, I've never seen him talk. I've never seen him do anything.
He sings.
He does?
No, he doesn't.
No, he
Sometimes.
Doesn't.
Sometimes he has before.
When does Carlos
Rob
Santana
Thomas
sing?
I know he's sung. He's sung.
Do you know that song was supposed to be George Michael was supposed to sing that, and Carlos Santana felt Rob Thomas was the better choice
because Carlos Santana is a homophobe.
Precisely. So yeah, he's always been kind of weird. Because what's fun about this link, I sent it to everyone just because I've always known this thing about Carlos Santana. So I just sent this link to everyone as kind of a, oh, hey, here's backup of what I'm talking about. And it's approximately 25,000 words long. Yeah. And the first half is all about how Carlos Santana believes he was possessed by a spirit named Metatron.
Should have been Megatron, by the way.
Yeah, Megatron would have been better. He released an album.
No,
late.
It's referencing something. It's Metatron.
Yeah, come on, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not.
Metatron.
It's referencing the movie Tron.
He released this album in the late 90s called Supernatural.
It's a good album, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it had...
Had Smooth on it.
Had Smooth on it. It had Maria.
Yeah.
By the song with Wyclef on it.
Time of Your Life with that David Matthews character.
Oh, yeah. He had it. There was a date. No.
The Love of My Life or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a good song with Everlast. Or was that on the second album?
Doesn't matter.
So he makes this album. It's like a huge comeback. Wins 9 Grammys. Most Grammys. It beat the previous award held by Michael Jackson's Thriller. And the reason it's called Supernatural is he believes he was possessed by a spirit named Metatron that compelled him to record this album as a means to spread spirituality to grade schoolers and high schoolers through the radio.
That's literally what most parents are afraid of.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
But you have to play the album backwards in order for that to happen. See, the thing about that is, like, how wrong was he? Like, he got 9 Grammys out of that.
My thing, though, but wouldn't that, if they were trying to reach kids, wouldn't that spirit have known that Napster was already a thing by then and that no one was fucking listening to the radio by that point?
That's not the path. No, people are still listening to the radio.
It's not the path to reach the
kids
of the nation.
I mean,
sometimes I'm listening to the radio if I don't want to pull my iPhone out of my pocket and plug it into the aux cable if I'm going, like, just 2 minutes. So I'm supporting the industry.
Good job. Yeah. Thank you.
No, the radio was still pretty popular at the time,
I suppose. This is a quote from an interview he did. It's kind of long. In 1999 with Rolling Stone, where he explains everything. He says, "I know it sounds new age, but in my meditation, this entity, which is called Metatron, he said, we want to hook you back to the radio airwave frequency. We want you to reach junior high schools, and universities. Once you reach them, because we are going to connect you with the best artists of the day, then we want you to present them a new menu. Let them know that they're themselves multidimensional spirits with enormous possibilities and opportunities." What the fuck?
It sounds like Metatron is a record executive.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
We want to connect you up with new artists and introduce you to high schoolers and sell records.
It was just some dude named, like, Troy, but he was, like, so acid. He was, like, just so fucked up.
Oh, and it says, "We want you to present them with a new form of existence that transcends religion, politics, or the modus operandi of education today." And he did all that, and then 9/11 happened. Mm-hmm. And I feel like
there's a
correlation there.
In a pre-9/11 world, you can get away with Metatroning your way out this place, but now, it's not happening.
Yeah, he also said that the artists who contributed to the project were contacted in dreams by this spirit.
They were not.
And told to do so.
Nope.
Which, weirdly enough, none of them have gone on record to say that.
Yeah.
There's not one single Dave Matthews quote where he warbles about being contacted by a spirit.
No, he's...
in his dreams. Is everyone here a Dave Matthews fan?
Sorry. No.
I
know. Well, you're from Boston. Of course, you're a Dave Matthews
fan. No, that's not a correlation at all.
Well, you're white.
There you go.
There it is. But I don't like Dave Matthews.
You're the wrong kind of white then. No, I mean, I was like, yeah, I like his stuff. He's not a bad artist. I think he's pretty decent.
I don't like his music, but I actually would love to see him live.
Yeah, I bet he's good.
I saw him and Santana performing. Santana was opening for Dave Matthews. But before this came out.
Sure. Santana opening. That makes sense.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense. Who the fuck
is Santana? It was before Supernatural.
Oh, yeah.
So he needed the boost.
I would actually really hate to see Santana in concert because I don't like his old music that much.
It's kind of jam bandy.
Yeah, like I don't like.
Oh, wait. Maybe I do. Maybe I want to see that.
I don't like.
Yeah, you would.
Black Magic Woman and shit like that. Like, I don't give a fuck about those songs. And then, like, all the songs, it's not like he's touring with everyone who was on that album. Michelle Branch isn't going to come out and rock whatever song. It's called The Game of Love.
Wouldn't that be nice, though?
Great song. Fantastic song.
Everlast is a roadie for Santana now, though.
Everlast is a roadie for House of Pain now, which is really weird. Oh, and what I was saying is this link I sent to just kind of back up saying, hey, yeah, this is what he believes. As you get further into it, it basically devolves into them saying that this spirit he contacted is the devil.
Yeah, as you go deeper into this website and you start noticing that it's like the website looks like a scroll. Like
yeah.
An old burnt up parchment. And the more I start reading that, the more I'm like, this is like a fundamentalist Christian-y kind of thing, isn't it? Like, doing Bible quotes about how it's the devil. And it's like, dude, same thing. He's just making a record, man. Calm down.
But he's trying to reach them kids, man.
Metatron, that's Alan Rickman from Dogma.
From Dogma.
Yeah.
What a great movie.
You're going to record an album.
Santana does say that when a spirit plays music through him, it's as if his body is a fax machine.
That's the most 1999 thing he could have said.
Yeah, there's a 50 Cent song that came out in like 2003 where he's talking about all the fly shit his car has. And the last thing he says is fax machine. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, even in 2003, no one was sending faxes.
He's just really into...
like, he really needed something to rhyme there. Fax machine.
Yeah, see, but here's the funny part about this is the dude made, like, one of the biggest albums of all time while making these claims. And so it makes it, like, I don't believe any of that, but it's funny that in his insanity, he ends up making this, like, crazy popular album.
Yeah, is it like one of those things where you just program your subconscious and think like, hey, this fucking spirit is going to make it happen.
I mean,
and so it happens.
Here's the thing. Smooth, that song was the bridge song, though, that because that did get people that were relatively younger, not middle schools, but like it was the most popular song of the year. And like, you know,
I was in middle school when that song came out.
What'd you think?
And I was aware of it.
I was in my early 20s.
But then all of a sudden you're like, oh, you're like, your parents liked Santana too, and now the kids are like being into it. And so it does kind of have this weird bridging concept of he's not entirely wrong in what he did, although the spirituality aspect of like, you know, new consciousness.
No, I mean, it was a great idea for an album, but he's never been a singer. So it's not like you're missing out on those sweet Santana vocals that you would normally have. So that part was brilliant. He's just a crazy person.
Very crazy.
I mean, if you really do believe, which he gets into here, that sometimes the spirit comes inside of him like Whoopi Goldberg and actually is playing the guitar and he's essentially just an empty vessel.
He's a hack.
Why don't you just say the album's by Metatron and not by Santana?
Like when Tupac like if you really believe his name that. To Machiavelli.
Right. Have you heard that conspiracy now that Tupac's still alive? Cop said on his deathbed that Suge Knight and Tupac paid millions of dollars for a body double.
That's how I'd want to go out.
To be still alive?
No,
is how you would want to die?
I want to die on my deathbed and just leave some super cryptic message that's going to like fuck with everybody.
You think he would have come back around at this point? Like after the hologram thing from 4 years ago, he would have been like, all right, this is ridiculous.
What if that wasn't a hologram? What if it was really Tupac?
Maybe Tupac is Metatron and he like snuck in to make Supernatural.
Yeah, what's Tupac going to do to reconnect with the kids?
Live.
Release another album.
Yeah, just come back and go on tour.
Yeah, I think that would be huge. That would be huge. I think that would be great for his career. If he came back from the dead and started touring, he'd definitely go to prison. Touring.
I'm sure there's been insurance money exchanged since he died.
He's doing like a forward thinking duet with Macklemore.
Changes too.
Fucking Macklemore.
But yeah, he's a crazy guy.
Yeah, he also believes that a dude named Guru Sri Chinmoy is God. Like he's just
that sounds about right.
Just a dude who lives on Earth, and Santana thinks he's God. So that's fun. Santana, crazy person.
Don't invite him over for Thanksgiving. He's just gonna cause arguments with the grandparents.
Yeah. You ever see the their guitars being replaced with giant slugs? You ever see that?
No.
There's a website where people just Photoshop giant slugs over the guitars.
Gross.
And it shows guys like shredding, but their faces are perfect for if they were holding a giant slug.
Yeah, I saw the headline and I didn't click on it. I don't know why.
The Santana one is so amazing.
Why would I not click on that headline?
You really should
have. How busy was I that day? Jesus. Should we talk about someone else? Is there anything else to say about Santana that Metatron hasn't already said for us?
No.
No.
Go Megatron.
Metatron, you asshole. What should we talk about next? The Foo Fighters or Public Enemy?
Let's go Public Enemy.
Public Enemy? This is a fun story. Public Enemy, not just Public Enemy. Like, they're such a political group. They're considered, like, one of the more conscious rap groups ever. People talk to Chuck D about political things. And as it turns out, he's also a believer in a Nation of Islam theory called Yaqub, which basically says that an evil black scientist created white people in a lab 6,000 years ago or so. And those white people he created in the lab are basically responsible for the enslavement of the black race.
That part is not untrue.
Yeah, the white people being responsible for that part, they nail that.
So white people are the kind of robot uprising
we're Terminators.
Of black people from thousands of years ago.
Right,
just
right.
to
Yeah.
This is a thing that the guy who founded the Nation of Islam first kind of introduced the theory, but Elijah Muhammad kind of really fleshed it out, I guess, in a chapter called The Making of the Devil in his book Message to the Black Man in America. And that's where he goes into really, really exhaustive detail.
That sounds like black Dianetics.
Yeah, I was going to say, this. Like the Nation of Islam is basically Scientology for rappers.
But with at least a legitimate religion to back it up.
Yeah, but it's...
You're like, Islam's not a legitimate...
Well, no, but it's like saying Al-Qaeda is backed by a legitimate religion, or that like a Christian extremist group is...
Well, they have that setting underneath.
Yeah, but it's more like... It's not like people who are mainstream members of that religion are really embracing the idea that white people were created in a lab.
I liked reading about this.
An evil scientist.
And they described that he had like a giant head, yeah. like a super big head. And I can't not think of him as having like a comically massive head.
Yeah.
And I'm really into it.
It said he acquired the nickname Big. This is Yakub, who is the scientist who allegedly did this. He inflicted the plague.
The maker and creator people. Of the devil, swine merchant. Your time is at hand. It's a skit at the end of
Pit. It's actually from a movie.
Yeah.
They took it from a movie. When you hear rappers call white people devils, this is what they're referring to.
Yeah.
And how often do you hear that?
Unless black people are rapping about the hockey team, the New Jersey Devils.
Yes, yes. Which also,
happens a lot.
But the New Jersey Devils got their name from this theory also. Bunch of Nation of Islam players on the New Jersey Devils.
This guy's wearing hockey jerseys with little bow ties on them.
That would be cute. And what I found interesting about this is in Malcolm X's autobiography, he basically says that all other races are the byproduct of this bleaching process where this evil scientist took black people and basically remove their blackness over time to create white people. And he
thank you, Yakub.
Yeah. He basically says that red, yellow, and brown races were all created that way also. But Asians are still considered members of the original black race, which
Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang.
There it is.
Nice.
There, that explains it.
Gift of the magi right there.
So all of that fun karate shit that Wu-Tang is
into. They could still be okay with it.
Is because they think white people are devils that were created in labs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in. I back this one up.
Yeah. I mean, if it gave us the Wu-Tang Clan, I feel like as a member of the Yakub, I should get to hear that album that they sold for $1 million.
Yeah.
Why don't I have access to that?
Well, we are the collective man.
Yeah.
The man-made man. What do you think, Brett? Are you a Yakub?
Am I Yakub? I'm not Yakub. He's the doctor, scientist.
Do you consider yourself a...
I'm not a self-aware.
Yakub is the scientist. Yakub's monster is the actual...
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think it's just a theory. Evolution. Yeah.
You feel like the science is still out on this one?
I think the science is still out on it. I feel like it's global warming.
Like, we all know it's
Yeah,
true.
We all know it's there. I like how like none of these people considered the concept of the sun and melanin and how that works.
Yeah, And just like migration to different areas and
like no, that
human
seems
body
and it was
adapt.
Like created in like the 50s where we had like a good amount of scientific understanding.
Oh yeah, the best part is this tribe of devils that he created, they're supposed to rule for 6,000 years, and according to this theory, that process started in 1914. So we're fine. We've got a long time to still...
See, that's how you know they were wrong, because we are not going to be good for much longer.
So the white devils weren't even in charge during the whole slavery thing? That was kind of like a neutral
period
of the cycle?
No, yeah. Slavery was at the... I should have explained this. It'll all make a lot more sense. At one point...
No, it won't.
At one point, they learned to use tricknology to usurp power.
Tricknology?
Yes, of course. Tricknology.
Oh my god, I'm using that word.
To usurp power and enslave the black population, bringing the first slaves to America on a ship under the devil John Hawkins in 1555. So, sorry I left that out. I know it was probably confusing before then.
Well, I minored in tricknology. and so I really feel like the fact that they're bringing this up is maybe they're off by a few years.
I mastered in edutainment.
Yeah, understood.
Podcasting is the center of the Venn diagram of edutainment and tricknology.
Exactly.
The tricknology gets the edutainment out to the people of Yakub.
Are you not edutained?
Bill Nye, the gladiator guy.
What a great story.
That's great. I like that.
Yeah, it's such a... And also at one point, as this theory progressed, who was it? I think it was Elijah Muhammad, who said that at one point white people... The process, I don't know what it is.
I wish Quincy was here right now.
Yeah, I know. I know, I had to put this together at the last minute. The process that the scientists used to create white people is called grafting. And at one point, it was argued that white people tried to graft themselves back onto the black race.
That was during the starter jacket era.
And basically...
Kid Rock was one of the first.
Right, yeah.
So we tried.
Basically...
Limp Bizkit, too.
Because there's no physiological link between white people and the original black man, our progress stopped at gorillas. So it's not that we're descended from apes. It's that apes are descended from us trying to piggyback back onto the black race.
Dude, if we a made gorillas that
movies,
way, yeah.
A lot of great movies as a result.
Mighty Joe Young.
Mighty Joe Young.
Congo.
King Kong.
King Kong.
Whatever.
The other one.
The one with the in the mist.
King Kong in the 70s.
Called. The band The Gorillas.
The band The Gorillas.
Those are like, that's a very mixed band racially, so that makes sense.
You know De La Soul's not in that band, right? It's just on that first single.
But they tour with them.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Deltron is part of that.
Who's Deltron?
Deltron 3030?
I don't know.
You know him.
Is he the one who laughs? The one who's like, ah, ha, ha, he's got the best job in the show business.
Yeah, that's the guy.
That's all he does. That's all he does is laugh.
This is like a super interesting theory, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I love it because they just, it really sounds like they were winging it. Like, it was like a yes and situation.
Yeah.
We're like, and that's how the gorillas happened.
The details just get crazier and crazier. It says he created a brown race after 200 years, but he died at the age of 152.
He was negative 60 when he started.
But his followers carried on his work. And after 600 years of deliberate eugenics, the white race was created. And of course, the brutal conditions of their creation determined the evil nature of the new race.
So like this... The racial dominance of the white man was like an Amistad thing.
Yeah, so it's like, basically black people's fault.
Okay,
we hate them so much. According to this theory,
I feel like according to this theory,
is that what they're getting at?
Yeah,
like, it's their fault. We're so angry. That's weird.
Yeah, they're like. I mean, it seems kind of like they should be like, well, we brought this on ourselves. You know? Like,
yeah. Well, that seems like what they're saying. Like,
yeah, or like their Lex Luthor and were bizarro. Like they, like Yakub was their villain and he created us. And we're like, what do you, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
he's like, I'll make them really good at usury or something like that. Like,
what? It's
the charging of interest on loans.
I should have known that. Sorry.
Yeah, you should.
Sorry, grandmother.
Oh,
I failed you, father.
Genocide.
Genocide.
All right.
But Malcolm X was behind this. Did Muhammad Ali buy into this?
Probably, I'm assuming, because Muhammad Ali was a Nation of Islam guy.
Well, yeah, I know, but he was very rocky with that.
There was never a hot take that Muhammad Ali didn't ingest and turn into.
That's why he beat up all those white guys towards the end.
Yeah,
it was personal.
Very personal.
Chuck Wepner, make him bleed, fight him because he's the devil.
White devils all over this podcast.
I support this theory.
I hope it's true.
I like the idea that we were made.
Yeah, it explains a lot.
Is it like the reverse of the In the Club video where like 50 Cent is getting built up in a lab to party?
Yeah, well, it's just another thing we co-opted.
Yeah.
Yeah, now white people are building black people in labs.
Yeah.
We steal everything. It's just like jazz. Just
like exactly like jazz.
Exactly.
50 Cent is like our generation's Little Richard. We stole it from him. I like that you sent me the list of like the people that are like legit behind this.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm wondering
Chuck D.
Because now I'm thinking of prominent Muslims. Now I'm like, I wonder if Chappelle buys into that.
Yeah, I feel like
because he was devout for a while.
I mean, there's a difference between being a Muslim and a Nation of Islam.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, but I feel like you kind of have. It borders on being almost like a creation story.
But I bet comedians though are exempt. Like, I can't believe, like, a popular comedian who's not the guy with the puppets would believe in this stuff. When you're a comedian, you kind of have to be a bit of a cynic. You have to kind of cut through the
mist of society.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if Dave Chappelle...
I feel like you're giving comics way too much credit right now.
Okay, yeah, maybe. I'm giving you two a lot of credit.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It's a good band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What?
Oh, I thought we were talking about you two. The man-made band.
I was talking about the both of y'all.
Oh.
Both of y'alls.
But, I mean, Chappelle has a history of sort of not trusting the white man, so it wouldn't surprise me if somebody came out that he was just like, yeah, I kind of believe that white people are made.
That was season 3 of Chappelle's show that we never got. It was all Yakub.
We got season...
Oh.
Got part of season 3.
Yeah.
Season 4.
They played, like, those 4 episodes from it against his will.
Doesn't matter. He was under contract. Those white devils at Comedy
Central. Fucking white devils at Comedy Central.
To be fair, they invested a lot of money already in that, and then he just flaked out, and they're like, we're fucking putting this out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Speaking of white devils.
The Foo Fighters.
Oof.
I didn't know this. We covered it super briefly on Cracked. Jeff told me about it.
Yeah, it was on a photoplasty.
Yeah, it was in a photoplasty that just said, heads up, the Foo Fighters are AIDS deniers, basically. There was a Mother Jones article in 2000 about how Nate Mendel, I don't know how you say his last name.
It's Howie.
He's the bass player for the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, he's the front. He's the guy who's doing all the talking.
Yeah, he's the voice.
The most important member of a band.
I think there's a reason that I've never heard his name before today, and I like the Foo Fighters.
How have you never heard Nate Mendel's name? He's been like, he was the founding, like he's one of the founding members. He's been in the band forever.
Oh, sure.
The only guy who's constantly left is the guitar player.
Three bass players.
Yeah. But they, in 2000, did a bunch of benefit shows in Hollywood for a group called Alive and Well, which is a charity, or not really even a charity.
It's an awareness group.
Yeah, an awareness group. The founder is a woman named Christine Maggiore, or something like that. She has zero medical training. She's not a doctor. She doesn't have a license. But she is convinced that there's no link between HIV and AIDS. She thinks AIDS is caused by HIV medication, anal sex, stress, and drug use. And she feels that people shouldn't be tested for AIDS. And if you are tested for AIDS and you're diagnosed with HIV, you should not do anything to treat it.
Just let it roll.
Don't take the drugs. It'll just work itself out.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson, that shit.
It's like a cough.
Yeah.
I think Magic Johnson may have gotten treatment.
I feel like he might have bought a cure.
I think if anything, he's getting the most treatment.
Yeah.
It's the good thing about being
the treatment is actually owning shitty movie theaters. It's the only way to not have AIDS.
And Starbucks.
Yeah. Does he own Starbucks?
Oh, everything in those like shopping centers where the Magic Johnson theaters are, the Starbucks, the Panda Express, whatever you have it. He owns all these franchises and like in the whole like malls and stuff. So they're all Magic Johnson owned, like the coffee shops, the restaurants.
What if he's spreading AIDS?
Can I just do real quick that
I saw a nice like 60 minute segment about it that he's trying to like get more trying to employ.
I saw Gravity and I saw it at one of those on ArcLight Cinema and Magic Johnson was there and I was like, dude, you own a movie theaters.
Yeah,
like you own Magic Johnson movie theaters. I am going to that shithole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
Glendale. Yeah, he was at a goddamn
Arc Light. Not going to Glendale, wherever they have Magic Johnson theaters.
Huge, by the way. Gigantic.
Magic Johnson?
Yeah, it's like he was made in a lab.
Former professional basketball player. Oh!
Yakub.
Call back, Yakub!
Yakub. What team would Yakub have played for?
The Bulls.
Yeah?
I don't know why the Bulls.
What team would he have coached? Seems like more like a coach.
The Celtics.
Coach his team of White Devils to victory. That's a good parallel.
Yeah.
The Celtics and the Yakub.
And look at the Lakers, the Celtics-Lakers feud.
Uh-huh.
The Lakers were like an entirely black team at the time.
Which is weird. Yeah, how'd we get back to talking about this? We were talking about the Foo Fighters.
AIDS.
And yeah, when Mother Jones pressed him about it, he was like, yeah, I feel like I'm doing the right thing. I'm not going to back down from this at all.
I won't back down.
No, I won't back down.
Let's cover that song for this concert.
Yeah. So then this was 2000, so the internet was a thing, but it wasn't like there was no Facebook. That like there was no way for this information to really spread.
Yeah, it was all on like personal web pages that people would say shit.
Yeah. And basically the story just kind of died, but I found a forum link where someone 8 years later was like, hey, are the Foo Fighters still denying HIV and AIDS are related? And they went to their website and found that as of 2008, they were still linking to it from their website. And they contacted someone and they were like, oh, yeah, it's just a mistake. We meant to take it down. But 8 fucking years later,
yeah,
that hardly seems like a mistake.
Yeah.
And what a weird cause for them to get behind.
Yeah, like that's the thing.
Yeah.
Suicide prevention. Maybe that would be.
Yeah, like.
You wouldn't have the Foo Fighters.
Like this is like a borderline anti-vaxxer kind of thing.
That conceptually is insane.
Especially when it's not like the AIDS is something. No, it's not vaping. It's not like it hasn't been around long enough for science to test it. We've looked into it. We looked into it
back when it was grids.
Yeah.
Will you maybe give them the benefit of the doubt that this was in 2000, so maybe they set it up in 1999 or something like that, and in the 90s, it was kind of the turning point for AIDS. The 80s was when everyone was scared of it, and 90s was when people's minds were changed about it. Listen, I don't agree. I'm also
you can like the band, but I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
I'm just asking for, you know.
Because they went out of their
way. Devil's advocate.
My issue, White Devil's advocate. my issue, though, is that they went out of, they're not just like, yeah, sure, we'll give you a couple bucks. They're like, they've performed to support this.
What if it was just the Nate Mendel guy who was like, look, I booked us this great show. It's for a good charity. And then you know, Dave Grohl is like, oh, cool, yeah, we'll do it. What is it? What's it for? And he goes, oh, it's HIV AIDS related. And he didn't tell the rest of the band. They go, oh, it's a great cause. We should raise money.
Well, why wouldn't I do that? Like, if Jeff just showed up and was like, hey, can we make this whole podcast about this charity I'm into? I wouldn't, like, just do it and then find out later that it's, like, a 9/11 truther organization or something.
But if I told you it was a 9/11 truth organization,
I mean, we definitely
you'd be
do
so
it.
So into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'd totally do it then. But, like, I would want to know ahead of time. Yeah, this person emailed the Foo Fighters website in 2007 because this Alive and Well was still listed as one of the causes on their community page. And the person said that it just seemed to be an error on the part of the webmaster not removing the page. But then they said, in short, the link was up there around September 2007, but now it isn't unless you find that page you linked through Google. So it's still there, is what they were saying.
I have a feeling their webmaster probably just didn't delete it the way they should have or whatever. And I'm not going to jump to the conclusion that they're like trying to like Illuminati this Alive and Well thing. But it's fucked up. It's fucked up that they're even...
Yeah, it's a weird cause for them to put their name behind. Yeah. Even in 2000, and especially still in 2007.
And on the other side of that, I also like that there's the conspiracy that the government made AIDS to kill black people.
Well, there's so many conspiracies about what the government did.
Kanye like spends a lot of time talking about that.
Yeah, Kanye's really convinced Magic Johnson bought a cure for AIDS.
Yeah.
So am I. How does his just go away?
You're extremely healthy, has a lot of money, has the best doctors in the world. Does he have an education?
Well, he went to college, didn't he?
Michigan State, but like, how many athletes are
it was
like...
usually back in the day before it was just ballroom dancing. You know, they actually...
I mean, I'm sure he played the full 4 years and stuff, but there was an interview he did where he said, you know, they asked him, what would you be doing if you weren't playing basketball? And he'd be like, I'd probably be working on a line somewhere in Detroit, like making cars or something like that. He was always very honest about the fact that he wasn't like...
No, he'd be unemployed. Like those jobs aren't even in Detroit anymore.
Well, he'd be a robot. He'd be a robot in Japan right now.
Total nightmare. I forgot to include the links, but there was one more thing I wanted to talk about.
Oh, what's that?
Let's talk about Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom.
Tom Brady.
Tommy.
This actually doesn't surprise me. Because Tom Brady, if you see him in interviews, he really seems like he's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, God.
Like, have you ever seen the interview?
This one sucks for me.
Have you ever seen the interview, like, right after he had his first kid? This woman's interviewing him, and she goes, you know, so, like, what's important to you in your life right now? And he goes, oh, you know, just, like... my friends and the team and just like really succeeding. And she goes, how about your kid? And he goes, yeah, of course. It's like, you asshole.
Well, I mean,
so what we're talking about here is that
that Tom Brady, you ready, Jeff, is voting for Trump.
What a cunt.
He is a Trump. And his, when I read, yeah, there it is. There's the dinger.
Get ready for that one, because we might be needing that.
He actually said, because he was spotted wearing a Donald Trump hat.
Well, you know, he had it in his locker.
Yeah, make America great again, is what it says.
This, can I get, okay. This is why this is upsets me a lot, because Tom Brady has like a constituency as well. Like, he plays in New England, and we are a relatively blue area. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Yeah, somewhat.
It's sort of liberal. And so, like, I really feel like he went out on a limb to do that, because a lot of people are just like, oh, fuck you, Brady. Like, a lot of people are getting really bummed. And we, like, it's hard to separate our sports heroes, because this guy is...
Yeah.
He's a hero in Boston. There's, like, very few... It's like David Ortiz, Tom Brady. Those guys are on a par. And it's like, you can't imagine... He's like a traitor.
Yeah. He's so happy in the video.
But also, like,
talks about Trump.
Is anyone surprised that a white, like a really rich white guy is voting Republican?
But those are, like, once people start
that's
getting...
not just voting Republican either.
Yeah, that's worse. What I really hate is his explanation for it. When they asked him if they thought Trump had a shot of winning, he said, I hope so. That would be great. There'd be a putting green on the White House lawn. I know that. Like, fuck you. That's what you're voting based on? Because a rich guy will be president and you can golf there?
I remember hearing a conversation with somebody that like went to high school with Tom Brady, and basically was like, the dude was such a twat. He was like a huge cunt even in high school.
Yeah,
like, no he was way. Like a bully. So like, I'm trying to separate my need to have him be his sports Tom Brady with the fact that he seems now more and more like a person that I would like to hit with my car.
He's the man.
Yeah.
And I don't mean he's the man in a sports sense.
But he is.
Have you? Well, yeah, but he's also the man. Like, he is the embodiment of that white dude who's just like about money and succeeding for himself.
But he's white. He is white privilege.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Like, none of the scandals that come his way fucking affect him.
He was crafted in a lab.
Yeah, he was built in a lab to escape justice. It's insane.
Have you seen that commercial that's been airing these last few weeks where there's like endless fields of Tom Brady doing the same drill? He's like doing push-ups.
Yeah.
He's like 10,000. Yeah. That's commercial. A terrifying image.
Yeah, yeah. That's
especially with this knowledge.
Yeah, that's like...
It's a lot of votes. See, because voting for... Like, backing Donald Trump is being like, racism's cool still.
Yeah, yeah, it's very much
or like xenophobia that. Or like all these, you know, like it's...
Yeah. And just the dopey fucking look on his face. You can tell that that's the kind of thing...
He's a smarmy piece of shit.
...that would sway him. He'd be like, oh, there's a rich guy. Well, he doesn't play golf.
I don't think he ever... I never see him as dopey. I see him as smarmy. I see him as being more like my dad owns a dealership.
Yeah, but I feel like Tom Brady...
Peyton Manning's got a dopey fucking
But
face.
I feel like Tom Brady might be kind of dumb. Tom Brady is better than most quarterbacks the Patriots have had, but you can plug almost anyone in the Patriot system and that shit's going to work. Just like you could plug anyone in Mike Shanahan's system in Denver in the 80s at running back and they would rush for 1,000 yards and then they'd go get traded to the Redskins and...
I don't know. I can't go and say that he's stupid. I don't think he is.
No, yeah,
I
think
he's voting for Trump.
I think he's making a bad decision.
Because he's dumb.
It bummed me out. I don't think anything has bummed me out more than when people were like, I think Tom Brady's pro-Trump. And then Tom Brady's like, yeah, I sure am. And we're like, oh, no, that's you married an immigrant.
Yeah.
That's not.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
You dumb bastard.
Okay, should we do comments? Let's do comments. You know, it's a big world out there. It's easy to feel like the things you say don't matter. I want you to know that's not true.
They don't matter.
Yeah, they really don't.
I mean, a little.
We call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past couple shows, respond to them.
Conspiracy theory. You named it, but you didn't mean it.
Fade it out.
You can call it the voicemail
line. Do we have voicemails?
Of course we do. This we're recording this out of order, so we don't have comments this week. But we have voicemails. We have voicemails. Here's one.
What's up, Adam and Brett?
What's up?
My name's Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
And I just now caught up on all your podcasts. About 3 months worth, man. I was out loving it. I noticed you've been shitting on Indiana a lot, man.
Boo.
I lived in Indiana for 27 years, and I got to say, you're fucking completely right about everything. But my question to you is, I just recently moved to the Glendale, Phoenix, Arizona area. Now, was
that Indiana a good move of Arizona
or not?
It's like hot Indiana. It's like desert Indiana.
Yeah, that's a really good description for almost all of Arizona.
I mean, you're in Phoenix away from Indiana. No, you're going to have less snow.
Yeah, but there's still been, well, now in Phoenix you won't have snow, right?
Yeah, you're not going to go to like Snowflake.
Like northern Arizona, there's snow.
Flagstaff.
Still. Yeah. Fucking Flagstaff.
Flagstaff's nice.
I know. I think that's a good, well, it's a good move too because you spent 27 years in Indiana.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of Indiana.
Yeah, you're moving in the right direction.
Just
eventually.
Go some places, see some things. Once you've been places, you can live anywhere. Because if you've been trapped somewhere your whole life, that place feels like a prison.
Yeah, I did that.
But if you've like been around and like I've been to LA, I've been in New York, I can live anywhere now. I can just leave.
I've been everywhere, man.
Hop on the 10 and come visit LA. Go to San Diego. Go to San Francisco. 6-hour drive. Yeah, it's not too far. It's just see a little
come
bit
to a
more.
Show.
You're moving in the right direction, but you're not there yet.
You know, we keep trying to come out to you, and then they keep falling through.
We have tried to do some shows.
We've tried twice to get to Arizona, and both times we were met with nothing but ignored responses.
And it's always just because I need them to list the show on the website. Like, it takes me like 6 months to get them to do that. Anyway, that's insider stuff. Do we have more voicemails?
Yeah, we do. Since we've been talking about football, here's a football related
football!
One.
Football
for all the people who say sports ball. No, sports not really.
Ugh, fuck those people. I fucking hate those people so much.
Die.
Sports ball.
ATB, Jared in San Francisco. Question for you. My friend has told me that Amir Abdullah is the next coming of Barry Sanders. Do you have any thoughts on this blasphemous bullshit that he's saying to me? Also, who's your favorite running back? All right, bye.
Walter fucking Payton all day.
Still.
I'm from Illinois. God damn it. Walter Payton was like my other father.
I think he means now.
Oh, Walter Payton. Doesn't mean it. Matt Forte.
Said, who's your favorite running back?
Matt Forte.
Forte?
Matt Forte is the only weapon the Bears have.
Have you seen what Matt Forte looks like in real life?
Yeah.
He looks like a villainous boyfriend in like a BET show. He's like a beautiful black man. Bald head. Like Matt, just like the perfect goatee.
Matt Forte.
You know, he just looks like he's like in a Michael Ealy movie. With more. He looks like Morris Chestnut, but hotter. That's what I'm trying to say.
Brett has the biggest boner right now.
This is exciting.
For Matt Forte.
No, Brett was so into Matt Forte. Yeah, Matt Forte is my favorite running back.
I'm in on the Amir Abdullah train, though.
Yeah, he's good.
I have him in two leagues. Good. He was good week one.
Yeah,
week.
Barry Sanders. That's probably a stretch.
Yeah.
He looks really good.
Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders. Why did he retire?
Barry Sanders was a class act, too.
Yeah.
Never spiked the ball once.
Nope. But he also retired. Like, did he really want it that bad? Like, keep playing. You could have won a fucking Super Bowl. It's not like
for the Lions? No, you couldn't have.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you could not have. That's
true. You referenced this running back earlier when you said traded to Washington, Clinton Portis.
Oh, Clinton.
I like Clinton Portis a lot because he's a bit of a wacko.
Yeah, he's like the Andre 3000 of the NFL.
I know. He's great. Calls press conferences to just like show up in a dress and like weird sunglasses and just talk about nothing.
Yeah. Oh, I should have included that in this article. Cat Williams believes that any black comic who wears a dress for a skit has sold out to the Illuminati.
It's not incorrect.
Yakub.
Which actually started with Dave Chappelle kind of saying the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's an integrity thing, I think, more than anything, that they'll always try to get a black man in a dress.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, that's why Martin Lawrence went out on the freeway with a gun and in his underwear.
Uh-huh.
And then put on his house.
Then put on a dress and did three Big Mama's House movies.
There were three?
Yeah, I think there's at least two.
I knew there were two, but
there might be three.
I think there's another one coming out soon.
Oh, I hope.
Where, yeah, maybe like a younger guy.
Is he going to be in the Scorch?
Going to join.
He wouldn't last a goddamn day in the Scorch.
Yeah. Maybe Big Mama's like a big grandmama now. And then I think maybe they get like Michael B. Jordan or someone like that to take up the mantle.
The beast.
Passing the baton.
If I remembered who said that tweet, I would read it. But I don't remember.
You can do a tweet search.
I'm not going to do all that. It's a great tweet. I'll tell you after. Do we have any more voicemails?
Let's do one more.
Let's do one more and then get the fuck out of here.
One,
we have other guests waiting.
We'll get out of here. Okay. Since we've been talking about who I'm attracted to, let's listen to who you might be attracted to.
What? Hey, Adam, Brett, awesome show. Question. I'm bored out of my mind while I'm driving, and I want to know, what celebrity, dead or alive, would you willingly turn gay for? Talk to you guys later.
Walter Payton.
Walter Payton. Matt Forte.
Michael Jordan. No. I don't know.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, Donald Trump, so I could get close enough to kill him in bed. Snap his neck.
David Ortiz, he's done a lot.
I mean, I'd
fuck him
first, but I'd snap his neck, too. Because, I mean, if you can fuck Trump, like, why aren't you gonna?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd just kill him after, like, a praying mantis. Donald Trump.
Like in that movie Snapdragon.
Yeah.
Brett. You're a seductress.
I am. Yeah.
Trying to think. I mean, I think Ham's an attractive guy.
John Ham?
Yeah.
You can probably hit that now.
There you go.
Let's have our people.
I have a funny story for afterwards.
Let's have our people put us all in touch.
There it is.
Let's have sex with John Ham. How about you?
Emmy winner.
Jeff, who would you have to turn gay for?
Why'd you air quotes that?
Turn gay. I don't know.
Because that's a punchline to you, homosexuality. That's how you view it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just as a lifestyle
choice. I don't know. I would say David Ortiz, but that might be a tough undertaking.
Yeah, that's weird. David Ortiz?
He's done a lot for the city. You know?
Why not Tom Brady?
You know, because he's a Trump supporter.
Why not Paul Pierce?
I don't know.
Kevin Garnett.
Oh, because they all left.
Kevin Garnett. Rajon Rondo.
God, Rajon Rondo.
Fuck Rondo.
Fuck Rondo. I don't know. That's
Belichick.
I like how you say you don't know, but you're just like naming off 15 people.
No, I named off
like, David Ortiz. Gandhi, fucking Kurt Cobain.
But no. Kurt Cobain, dead.
Dead. Alive or... Yeah, people never say that. Alive or dead, anyone. Dead Kurt Cobain. Yeah. That's who I want to bang.
Ernie Reyes Jr.
What?
Who? He seems like a small little guy. I feel like Ernie Reyes Jr.?
Yeah. One of the-
Do some research. He's okay. Great. He was Kino in the Ninja Turtles too.
Yeah, one of the Oompa Loompas.
Tiny little martial artist.
One of the Oompa Loompas.
Keeps it tight. You know?
K-I-T.
You can call the voicemail line at 505-3-UNPOPS.
That's 505-386-7677.
Keep calling in, guys. Keep calling in. There's good ones here. Can't get to all of them today, but just leave a short one or a silly one, and we'll get it on the show.
Yeah.
I encourage you to do so.
We'll get it on the show. All right. Should we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Cracked. We're doing a show in Long Beach, December 2nd. All right. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Jeff, say goodbye.
Nope.
All right, Brett, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. We're professionals.